Hello and welcome to Something Really Weird Just Happened to Me. I am Hannah and this is my first podcast. In this, I'm going to tell you the series of weird stories that keep on happening to me. I mean, they are this kind of thing that you just tell people and they don't believe because it happens to no one, but oh well, it happens to me. So, let's go. Okay. It all started in last year's January. I was about to move to Hungary and I needed one or two people to share a flat with. Otherwise, I would not be able to afford living in a really good location in the central of Budapest, right? As lots of people were also moving to Hungary, because there is this Brazilian government program that allows us to study abroad, there were several possible candidates. And I don't remember exactly how, but somehow I met this girl, which would become one of my current flatmates. And we talked like for maybe 2 or 3 months, but really brief conversations, in which she would talk a lot about her feelings, but without ever being clear. She would talk about past relationships and, oh, full of mystery. She would say, oh, but one day I would tell you more about this, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I would usually sometimes say things about my daily life and stuff I liked, but it was not aiming to be friends. Actually, I just wanted to know more about one of the people I would possibly live with. Because the fact that she was a freshman in electrical engineering and had failed Calculus 1 more than once was actually already bizarre enough. And okay, time passed, our conversations being really superficial and I not caring a lot about this between quotation marks friendship, and eventually my other current flatmate, he found us. And we got along very well. He's a boy, for the record, and I really love him as a brother. He's nice. And we met each other in real life. That was in last year's August. In less than 1 month, we already came to know our differences and similarities. It was obvious that this girl was super weird. And she had this weird way of addressing to me, of caring too much about my whereabouts, of what I was doing, about my trips, my friend, my life, and the way she would message me through mobile phone instead of just talking to me in person, well, that was simply creepy. People then started telling me she had a crush on me, or she was in love with me, or she was obsessed with me. Even my mother came to know her, and she told me to mind her because she was somehow strange. I never minded much, but yesterday she messaged me and she said there was something inside the mailbox, probably for me, and she could not take it because she was already late for university. And I eventually went down and checked it. And it was this weird letter addressed to some place in the mountains where Elsa lives. Yes, literally, I am going to post the scans of that letter so you can see. And there were Google Maps coordinators, and I found it super weird. Really, who's that? Who does that? And I was super scared, actually, because there was no sender name, and I only recognized her handwriting sometime after starting reading, because it took a lot of time. And the letter, it talked a lot about how much she regretted being someone different than who she was before we met in person, and that she really liked me, and she even mentioned a song that I didn't know. But after asking my other flatmate about, I came to know it was a romantic song about loving someone that cannot be yours. And after reading this, I remembered that one time I traveled with my sister, and when I came back, there was this weird gift for me. It was a whiskey. I love whiskey. And it was inside my closet, and it said something like, for the most amazing person, blah, blah, blah. And it had no sender name neither. And I never knew who it was until yesterday. And this is so creepy. I don't know how she knows these things about me. If she's blocked on my Facebook, my Twitter, and my Instagram. I blocked her like a long time ago. I also don't know why she's like this, but I'm pretty sure she's obsessed with me. And after all of this, later yesterday, I came to know that 2 of her friends, they stopped talking to me. Both of them sent me messages saying that they cannot talk to me anymore because they do not understand me and they do not know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know what to think. This is just weird enough, but I guess this is just one more weird thing that happened to me, right? I mean, weird stuff happens to me all the time. So, okay, that's fine. And maybe if you want, you can keep on listening to my other podcasts, the future ones, of course. And this is it. Again, I'm Hannah, and this is the series of weird stuff that keeps on happening to me. Leave the train upon arrival, and goodbye!